Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hey. Woo!
Mi gente, que lo que Dominicana in the house, your boy Joe's McFly.
Joey,
welcome to a new episode of Lying or Buying. I'm lying and he's buying.
I'm buying, baby. Joe, button up. There are kids watching. Joe's button up. Joe's, I'm gonna cover the name. What player do you think this is?
That looks like Mike Trout.
So you think the Yankees are trading for Mike Trout? Care to comment further?
No wonder they've been calling you lying.
I was buying, you were lying. Accelerate.
Yankees loss. IKF.
Mets won.
Is the savior. Yankees are going for their season today.
It's not that drastic.
Kinda is.
You think the season's on the line? They're 500. How's the season on the line?
I think it's 4-0.
Are we doing wide shot Joes? Are we doing like cinematic Joes?
Dainty Joes.
And then so far. This is how I feel, actually.
You feel small?
I feel far.
I feel great if we want to talk about the Mets instead. Because they played really well last night.
Talk about the Mets.
Pete Alonso had 2 home runs after I had a primo that he was going to have a big moment. And that might not seem like a risky primo, but when you look at the numbers, him hitting 2 home runs last night was huge. Francisco Alvarez almost got injured by Albert Abreu, who is on a little bit of my shit list now. Because he can't throw strikes.
That makes sense.
But Alvi's okay, and he's playing tonight. And the Mets lineup is really interesting tonight against Carlos Rodon, who, Joes, what do you think the crowd reaction for Rodon is going to be tonight?
Depends how he pitches.
I hope there's kisses for everybody. I'm with that. I hope there's kisses for everybody that's at the ballpark.
Are you going?
3 chicken buckets, I am not going. Beautiful day outside, though, compared to yesterday.
Beautiful day to stay in and watch the game.
Beautiful day to stay in and watch the game and get disappointed at home.
Yankees lineup.
I hope we could get it together today. Let's start with the Yankees lineup today. Ah.
Gets off to a cool start.
IKF is leading off for the Yankees. End of list.
What's funny?
Honestly, the rest doesn't matter. Joes, I looked into the numbers. Rest doesn't matter. If you're Peraz watching on YouTube, you know it. Peraz is in there. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's batting ninth.
Yes.
Volpe's up to seventh. Great. Jose Quintana going for the Mets. Quintana. So I went and I looked. What's IKF's history against Quintana?
Well, this was the first thing I asked you when you told me. I was like, he must have good numbers.
Joes, what do you think his numbers are? It's 8 at bats, so... You know, half decent size sample there.
Okay. He's got to have a walk.
I think there's a walk, yes.
There is? Okay. Gun to your head, Joes. You got to sell this if you get it wrong, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
One hit.
Joes lives. Joes lives.
1-for-8 with a walk, yes.
Right. Somebody clip that. No way you're shooting me now.
Has no water in it.
That's what, never mind.
Gleyber Torres bats second, DH. Giancarlo Stanton bats third in right field. Anthony Rizzo bats fourth, first base. DJ LeMahieu bats fifth, plays third. Harrison Bader in center field batting sixth. Volpe at short batting seventh. Higgy bats eighth and catches. And Oswald Peraza bats ninth, plays second. Both of these lineups end with catcher then second base, so...
Did you like my idea that I told you before we started going about how they should put Bader at leadoff so he'll see more fastballs because he hits fastballs better?
I mean, Bader seems like a guy they should have tried at leadoff by now.
Because they just haven't moved
him.
They
have not.
I was shocked, not even in me being like a toxic Mets fan right now, I was shocked to see his numbers last night. I did not realize they were that low because I assumed he was still carrying a lot of load.
Some streak to his game.
And Rizzo had his gloves on.
Just want to talk to the chat for a second. Chilling How many of you guys, what do you guys believe is going to happen tonight? I would love to know in the chat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is the ninth Yankee that will start a game in the leadoff spot. None of them.
Left field question for Boone was so funny. That
none
was
of them are Harrison
idea.
Bader.
Wow.
This will be the ninth batter
that's
to start a game in the leadoff spot. Zero.
That's cool. Not good.
That's cool. Bader. I mean, that's
Cheetos ad started playing. Do you guys want to hear about the Mets lineup?
I mean,
the Yankees lineup that they've thrown out the most has been two games.
What? So it's the same thing.
They have four lineups they've had two games with.
The top fours have to be similar, though.
Do you think that Boone picked the leadoff hitter out of a hat and just said, you know what, that's the guy I'm going with today?
No way, Joe's.
I knew he told us yesterday he was going to stack righties today against Quintana. I knew that was going to happen. I thought that meant Peraza or Glaber.
So the righties are IKF Torres. Okay.
That's okay.
Rizzo's the only lefty.
Why not just put didn't Volpe get a hit last night?
I'll stream tonight.
You're streaming tonight?
Glaber's been the best leadoff hitter on the team. Only guy who's looked truly comfortable up there besides Bowers, I guess.
I kind of like Glaber in the two. He kind of feels like your best hitter
right
now.
I don't mind that in a vacuum.
Yeah.
The leadoff spot for the Yankees has been such a revolving door, and they've had 1.5 guys really look comfortable and like they belong there, and it's Glaber Torres. He's the only guy who's been healthy
and productive
all year.
Yeah, but I could just go 2-for-4 tonight, and then it won't even matter. Like, what are we even talking about? It could be fine. It could not matter at all.
Bro doesn't walk.
Says the man that won a game.
Nemo doesn't walk that much. He leads off every game. He hasn't been walking that much this year.
He's good.
He is really good. Speaking of which,
he's
leading off tonight, playing center field. Mark Vientos is batting second and playing third, which has not happened before. It's because of the lefty, I assume. Vientos got a hit last night, and we all are saying, hey, give him playing time, and now he's getting some. He's getting a big start tonight, so hopefully he does well. Then it's Lindor, then it's Alonso, as always. Tommy Pham back in, DHing like that, so he doesn't have to play the field, doesn't risk getting hurt. McNeil had a good game. He'll bat six against the lefty. Canna back in against the lefty is kind of weird, but I'm down. Alvarez, who I thought might have had a broken hand, is playing today, which is great. And then Danny Mendick playing second base, batting ninth. Weird lineup, good lineup. I like it. Joes, who do you want to win tonight?
Low-key.
Don't.
Yankees. Low-key the Yankees.
Good. Thank you.
I would love it if they did win, but it just feels like once again, you know, the Yankees win. It just feels like, oh, we split again.
Joes.
I take that over the sweep, but.
In 2018, let me tell you a story.
Huh?
In 2018, the Mets and the Yankees split the regular season. 2019, they split the regular season. 2022, split the regular season. This year, if the Mets lose tonight, they'll split the regular season. Because that's what they always do, Joes. They always do that. And that's what's going to happen tonight.
You know what else hasn't happened in those years?
What?
None of them have won. Okay, so I had to put that out
that
there.
That was fucking toxic, Joes.
What to watch for tonight? What is something that you are watching for on the night? Seeing the chat talking, people were bouncing up and down. What am I watching for tonight? You know what? I'm going to watch for Rodon. I'm going to watch for the amount of kisses that he goes into the stand. I'm going to watch for his actual performance. Hopefully he does better. I think maybe...
What's a realistic but acceptable performance for you? From Rodon tonight. Realistic.
5 2/3. If you give me 2 runs.
5 2/3, 2 earnings.
I think that's exactly what I was going to say.
So let's round up. Let's say 6 innings, 2 earnings.
No way.
What the fuck? It's one more out, Joes. It's one more out.
Has he gone 6
yet?
BBD, 6 is crazy.
Has he gone six yet?
And Jolly wants the world from
That's
the guy.
Insane.
So he's been hurt all year, man.
So he doesn't have a quality start. This is like his fifth start. He doesn't have a quality start.
It's his fourth start. He went 5.12 earned his first time out. That one was a good one.
Yeah.
Or an acceptable one. First time out, I took that every time. 5-4 the next time out at the Rockies.
Okay.
That wasn't good. That's 4 1/3, six earned.
So he has
not
gone six. What have been his pitch counts? Has he gone
69? Nice. 88, 87.
So they're
probably
capping him. Okay,
probably under 100.
I don't watch every
tonight.
Yankees game. I don't know.
I mean, I haven't
watched. When are they going to ramp him up though? Isn't it? It's kind of.
I would
go
get.
Time.
I think tonight's
I think they
the
tried
first one.
Last game, and he got shelled.
I think last game they were going to let him go up to 100, and
the Angels
then be
knocked him around.
Angels just knocked him around.
I think this will be the game.
Well, this.
Six innings is crazy.
This is two guys that probably aren't going to go six because Quintana. This is
he's
his
also
second
been
start.
Hurt.
He only went five
you
last
see,
time.
I would like. You know, I think for him, the normal ask would be seven innings.
Oh, like a healthy Rodon. You mean
I'm talking about Quintana?
Oh, Quintana. Yeah, that's where we want to get to, but not yet. It's his second start. There's no way he's going seven.
Regardless of result, you should just leave him out there so that he can get his work.
Yeah, he needs
he's pitching
like,
well.
Hit a pitch count.
What the fuck?
Regardless of the, it's not about
Yankees
the result.
Yankees could have 10. Make sure he gets 100 pitches in.
Yes,
there.
It's not about the result. Just
get his
the
bullets.
Work. Yeah,
you guys are unfucking believable.
Just get to work in.
Rodon's going five. Let's say five innings, two earned runs tonight. Would you be happy?
Yeah.
Five innings. I kind of
five innings flat.
I'm not thrilled, but from what the last two starts were,
I want him in the sixth.
I take it.
What's your pitching path? Let's do that since we're talking about pitchers.
Yes.
The Yanks.
Look at me. I basically run this show.
You did a good job.
Thanks, man.
By moving over to Pitching Path to Victory, which is brought to you by Jolly Olive.
Just shot Joe's.
Oh, all their.
Only one of them hit you? How bad's my aim?
All the relievers we want them to use should be available. So.
Clay.
And an off day tomorrow?
They were kind of bullying Ron.
Five strong, get him out of there.
Were you guys
Clay,
still watching?
King. That gets you through, so we just got to fill the sixth. That's
let him cook.
Music.
Wait, so Ron's not available, right?
Ron Albert and Nick Ramirez. If we see them tonight,
Lindor made him throw like 20 pitches last night. That's kind of sick. Sorry,
that's fine. He hasn't been the best version of himself.
Yeah, but
the Mets bullpen was
one of
trying
my close
to get
friends,
the Yankees back in the game yesterday.
That's true.
Boy.
Oh my God, Mets bullpen was bad
Mets bullpen
yesterday.
Was trying their hard, bases loaded twice.
Dude, I swear to God, Brooks Raley has been so good this season, except his two outings against the Yankees. They have fucking wrecked him both times.
I need to see him tonight.
No, he's not pitching.
Please.
No way is he
we
pitching
need
tonight.
Him in there.
Tonight, it's good. You want to hear the path?
Okay.
Well, last time he had to face him, it was Pride Month. He hates that.
Okay. Future relationship with Brooks Raley just ended by BBD. Five innings from Quintana. Hopefully one Ernie. That'd be nice. And then you got to get four. I think Drew Smith is in the cards, which is scary.
I like that.
He's a fly ball pitcher. They don't trust him as much anymore. They haven't been used. I would have liked to actually see him in the ninth last night instead of Ottavino. But they used Otto and Robertson. They'll probably use Robertson again because it's probably going to be a save sitch. There's two innings in between that I have no idea what they're going to do. I have literally no idea. Trevor Gott, yeah, is probably in the cards. They used Hartwig last night. He didn't look good.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Otto Rob again tonight. Ottavino eighth, Robertson ninth. Probably some funky business in between. Maybe they will let Quintana go, honestly, now that I think about it a little bit. They might let him throw some bolts.
Yeah, let him go to the seventh.
You're being so cheeky right now, Joe's. So cheeky, so toxic.
I've never used the word cheeky in my life.
And here you are
right
being
now.
Cheeky and toxic. At the same time.
Yankees are off tomorrow. Use everybody.
You're off tomorrow? I think we're not because we have four games out.
Yeah,
what's today, Wednesday?
You have four with the Nats.
You're a Nats guy. Are you going to be rooting for the Nats?
They're out.
They're out. Let's go. Fuck yeah.
I know who the Yankees could use.
Lane Thomas and Jaime Candelario.
Runs.
Oh.
And what's the quickest ways to get runs?
One of the teams on our pack, if we're talking baseball today, for team needs, it said 10-game winning streak. Like Dalton, that's a good one.
Is it the Mets?
It was the Padres.
Oh, they can do that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of teams could use it.
Have you seen that, like, the Cubs are kind of backing it now? And like are so probably not trading Bellinger.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It's kind of no one's selling.
Cubs, you are the one interesting team.
No one's losing, so no one wants to sell. Everyone's just
I need them or the Giants to fall off.
Extra wild card is a dude.
Nats and KC coming up. Mets need to win.
All these mid teams think they're involved. The wild card.
Cubs.
I think it's must win for both teams tonight.
The who?
Must win for both teams tonight.
It's hard for them to both win.
Some would call it impossible.
Some would call it impossible.
I'll reread the new CBA. Maybe they added ties.
That'd be
maybe.
Sick.
I would love a draw.
Is it our time?
Is it homeward time?
I think it is. Homer.
Homer
draft. It's the Homer draft.
Someone said BBD is pissed. Ha 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 ha. That's the reaction I have when you're pissed. I go ha ha ha.
I think it's BBD.
They pass. Still haven't posted the ball and play that we won. I can't fucking tweet about it yet. It's bullshit.
We have like an hour or 2 hours to look at that winning graphic goes out. We talked about it a lot. Yeah.
Who's home tonight?
Because they told us it'd be
because Joe's, it's the best thing I'm ever going to do. I never win anything, all right?
I know. I finally won, like, won a real.
Joe's
I was
wins
a real
everything.
Bully. Joe's is
you
always
win the 50,
winning.
50, you win playoff you, games.
Excuse me. What? Okay.
Joe's, have you seen me staring you down in the.
Don't show him that. That's
I did
hurt
not see
feelings.
That.
Don't do that.
I can't, and that. His to be fair, I did it to kind of anybody that I threw a dot ball
to. You really did it to Joe's.
It's just I backpedaled back to the mound. Like, I just walked backwards.
I got him back on defense.
You did. Yeah, you did get him back on defense.
Dude, if you didn't get that one, I think I would have gone off.
What's up,
Tommy?
I love Tommy.
I couldn't. When that one happened, I was like, oh, I can't buy a boundary.
Who's homering?
Who you got?
Charlie,
you're going
first,
Charlie.
Can you get picks this time, BBD? I want to include
no,
you.
No, no, no. He can't. He can't.
Why?
He's not allowed.
What's
it's
good?
You can't set a precedent in the middle of the season.
You guys are freaks with the rules and shit. You're like a cult. What are the rules? I have the first pick because you had the first pick yesterday.
You can't pick Lindor, McKinney, or Higgy.
I'll pick fucking Pete Alonso, baby. He had two bombs last night, one to dead center, a screamer to left. I think he's back. So
hey,
Pete Alonso.
Before he does that, I would like to strike his pick from the record.
Oh, okay.
Because
I'm interested.
It's actually the fact that he's a, you know, he talks about him so much, home run derby champ, back-to-back years, does all of that. The fact that he didn't pick him yesterday, he shouldn't be allowed to pick him for the whole series.
I shot you. You're dead. You can't talk anymore.
I can't because I blocked
him. Joe's, you have two picks.
He's incredible. How do you dodge
all
this?
All right, fine. I'm picking,
Yanks are so bad, we lose to the Mets.
I'll take Giancarlo Stanton.
That's a good pick.
Because he loves the Mets.
Is this the ground ball double play draft?
Is that what we're doing now? I've seen a couple. The Mets.
I muted his mic.
No. Thank you. Thank you so much for muting that toxic mic.
That was toxic.
That was pretty toxic.
It's almost,
but it was
almost venomous.
If you weren't
against
a
Mets
fan, it would have been really funny.
I'm taking Giancarlo
because Stanton. I said it. Stan's gonna hit a home run tonight, so you're welcome.
Yeah, actually, I probably should.
And you get one more pick. That's kind of two.
People
picks.
Are getting into
it's
it. On
yesterday,
picks.
It was two picks.
It's two picks. I'll take. So we did Giancarlo. Now I'm gonna pick another
Met.
One. I'm gonna pick another Yankee.
You pick
I'm
a
not
Met.
Going Met because that's
yeah. You do have to pick at least one Met.
Crazy.
You have to pick a Met.
What?
Pick Danny Mendick.
Yeah,
he's
but
due.
you can pick another Yankee too.
All right.
I get to pick a Yankee, right?
You have to pick at least one.
I'll
Yankee.
Pick a Yankee.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pick, I don't know, just take a.
This is why I want to
Pete Alonso.
You can't, I told Pete Alonso.
I struck it from the record.
Then I have no picks?
All right, I'm taking Lindor.
And I'm the toxic one. Is it back to me now? You didn't seem enthusiastic about that pick.
Because I don't want him to do it.
Playoff Tanaka in chat saying Jolly is mid. Passing? Whoa.
Joe's what big one. Chat mentioned it. I went and double checked. Judge is back Friday.
I take Judge in my homer draft.
Tonight is must win now for you guys.
Must win.
I'm taking Judge in my homer
draft. Is the season back on? Are you happy again?
If you win tonight.
I'm taking Judge in the homer draft.
He's not playing tonight.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then you have to pick a Met.
I'm not mad.
I picked a Met.
He picked Lindor.
I picked Giancarlo. And then my extra is Judge.
Is Billy McKinney playing tonight? He's not.
You can't pick him.
I would have again. I would have broke the rules. I'll do, you know who can lift the ball in this lineup? I'll take Peraza. Strong young player. Should be probably batting the leadoff tonight if we're being dead ass. Didn't he like walk four times in one game once?
He did.
Yeah.
Like recently in the leadoff spot. They should have done that again.
Yeah, it was a week ago.
It's rude.
Season starts today.
Season starts Friday. Friday, Joseph.
Well,
Friday.
I mean,
so that means the Yankees are allowed to lose.
Cool? You agree? Let's shake hands.
I don't like the way you said cool.
Let's shake hands.
I'm not shaking hands. I want the Yankees to win tonight.
Joe's is shaking hands with me, but it's off screen.
I'm going to do a... That's not my hand. Charlie. That wasn't my hand.
Joe's?
Post
about X videos.
Let's see. What would be the line for tonight?
Oh, can we guess this time? We didn't get to guess yesterday.
I want to guess.
Oh, we were wrong yesterday. Yeah. Didn't we say under?
What's your second pick in the homer draft?
I said Peraza.
You have a second guy in the round.
No, I don't. I picked first.
I know.
We're not striking Alonzo. Let's move
we
on.
We didn't strike Alonzo. Both games, you guys each took three guys.
We took three?
Yesterday you had Lindor, McKinney, and Higgy.
What's the point of a homer draft if you're picking half the players that are playing?
Yesterday you had Lindor, McKinney, and Higgy.
Fuck it. You know what? They might give Quintana an at-bat. I'll take him.
Nice. That makes sense.
Okay. Can you imagine... If they did and he homered and I called it. So you're mad at me. Why are you mad at me? I'm taking Quintana. So you should take Rodon.
To hit a home run?
No, he already has Judge.
He does have
That's Judge. That's a Judge. All right. Okay, cool.
Yesterday's line, as a reminder, was 8.5.
Yesterday's line was 8.5. Today's line is 10.5.
That feels high. But
the starters are only going 5.
But it also feels right. I'll go 9.5.
It's 8.5 again.
What? Over.
Hem the over tonight, man.
Time out? Yeah, you just thrust it at the camera.
I didn't thrust.
You did so much thrust.
You thrust it at the camera. What is this if not a thrust?
It's my ex videos, guys.
Stop! Cut his mic.
They changed it.
My premonition for that is Joe's post an ex video.
This fucking show. Woo! -155 Yankees. Did you see my Mets parlay hit last night?
Really?
Lindor to get a hit, Mets to win, Verlander 6Ks.
Feels like a lot of.
Do you want to do
a
wanna,
lot goes against what my parlay?
Did you cash
was.
Out?
No. Remember cash out? Do you still do that?
I don't know.
It's a lot of work.
You gotta watch.
There's a lot of
work. Yankees played a lot of prime games. You can't cash out during
those.
You
guys were nuts during the cash out era. You guys were crazy.
It was
a You were a cult during the cash out era.
It wasn't a long era.
You guys were a cult.
In a way, it's still going.
I miss cash out.
Can you admit that you guys were a cult?
It was a lot.
It was so much. And they discriminated against people who didn't.
The chat, yeah.
77 times this episode and complains about thrusting.
This is not a thrust.
For that, we're going dainty olive.
We can go dainty. No. Jolly short. Remember when I took a picture with Nate Robinson when we went to Seattle? And they were like, how short are you? And I was like, I'm 5'8". Just like any normal person. I got bullied for it. It was crazy. Joseph, how tall are you?
6 feet.
He looks big right now.
Don't turn it off the whole screen. Thanks for being
me. Thrust at the camera again.
Thank you.
Is that deep voice, Joe's? Are we on premonitions? Where are we?
We are on
premonitions
right now. So what are you seeing, Jolly? I went yesterday first. You go first today.
Yeah, I said something about a double play yesterday, and then Alonzo.
I feel like a double play happened.
Yeah, it just wasn't the one that I hyped up.
I premoed a triple play, but it got the wrong game.
I think
so.
I got
you
a crazy
did promo a triple play last night.
That's true.
Shout out to the Braves.
That was crazy.
They lost, though.
Okay, that was cool. I think we see...
Remember the 2021 triple play Yankees?
I love that.
That was cool.
That was the coolest thing about that team.
That was 2021. I thought that was 2019.
I wish it was 2019 Yankees. The 2019 Yankees wishes they had that triple play ability.
I think we see two triples tonight.
What?
One from the Yankees.
You know,
we're
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I think we see two triples. It's gonna be
outfielding from the Yankees.
It's gonna be like. Volpe, and it's gonna be who's playing for us tonight? Nemo. Two triples tonight. Volpe and Nemo.
Okay,
that's it.
I'm seeing.
When's the last time there were two triples in a game in Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. I'm seeing an error.
Error?
I'm seeing errors. I don't know why.
Errors, plural.
That's not good, Joe.
There were like three yesterday in the team, in the whole game. Seriously, I am seeing a couple of frustrating errors from the Yankee outfield, but I'm going to see an outfield assist to make it up. So like somebody's going to get on for the Mets because of the error, and then somebody's going to stretch. Try to stretch from first to third, and they're going
to
get gunned down.
To get a triple, it's going to be Nemo. So one of us is going to be right.
You think Nemo's going to get gunned out?
Well, either he is or he gets a triple, and that means I'm right. Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
So somebody's seeing the opposite.
Kind of. There's not a lot of triples at Yankee Stadium.
Hope the Yankees win tonight. Yankees roll. That'll be awesome. I'll be happy. And if the Yankees win for the day. And that's it.
I would be sad.
Oh, we forgot to do Homer draft.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.